So there's a lot of things happening right now in as far as the as far as the COVID bill, the debate over President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill remains in the holding pattern this evening. More than 4.5 hours have gone by. Senators have been deadlocked over Senator Joe Manchin's reluctance to support a Democratic amendment to extend $300 of the weekly jobless benefits through September. Democrats will likely not be able to pass this stimulus plan without the support of all 50 Democrats. So that's where we are on this happening tonight. We were scheduled to have ABC's Andy Field join us from Washington, but no doubt with this new information, he's actually getting the information together. It is one of those things that a lot of people are interested, obviously. But again, the U.S. Senate is frozen in place tonight with Democrats scrambling to stop some of their members from compromising with Republicans on extending unemployment benefits. So we're waiting for the word on what's going to happen in this bill. I know it's been a lot of activity in the Washington area, and it's one of those things that I think a lot of Americans are going to be very interested in. No doubt there's some anxious people that probably are waiting to see if they're going to get their $400 to $300 a week unemployment benefits. Let's go to ABC News correspondent in Washington for more on this. Andy Field is joining us right now. And as I reiterated, and I know you're on top of this story, the U.S. Senate seems frozen in place tonight. What's happening in Washington, Andy?
Yeah, they took their last vote at 11 o'clock this morning. They're supposed to have something called Votorama, which is when they do these reconciliation bills, people can offer unlimited amendments. And so that's supposed to go once an hour for however long they want to do it until they run out of gas. Well, they didn't run out of gas. They just ran out of options because one big provision of this bill is how much people are going to get in unemployment, extended benefits for people who are still out of work. Democrats want it to be $400 a week, and they want to extend it until next September. Republicans say that's way too much. They want to make it $300 a week and have it end in July. Lindsey Graham was just up at a news conference a short while ago saying, look, we figured that 60-some-odd percent of the people who get this $400 a week extra benefit on top of their state benefits will make more if they don't go to work than if they do go to work. And now that did happen last summer when people were getting $600 a week extra. And they said, that's wrong, it's wasteful, and we can save several hundred billion dollars if we don't do that. Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, says, I kind of agree with you there. And if he says yes to that amendment, then the Democrats lose out on this, which is why the Democrats who control the Senate froze everything up this afternoon, and Joe Biden's been twisting arms all afternoon trying to get him to change his mind.
It's kind of interesting that there are a couple of Republicans now trying to push Manchin to throw his vote behind the solution to extend $300 a weekly benefits through July 18th. That's kind of interesting that Republicans are weighing in like that.
Well, you've got 50-50 split in the House. One vote makes all the difference in the world. And right now, Joe Manchin is the most powerful man in Washington, and we're all waiting to see what he says.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and we appreciate the insight. I know you're busy in Washington following this and all the other developments, and we'll be watching it closely. ABC's Andy Field, thanks for the time as always.
Thanks.
It's 5:41 on KRDO's Afternoon News. More straight ahead. Stay with us on KRDO's Afternoon News.